السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الغني الحميد، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وهو على كل شيء شهيد، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله المبعوث بالرحمة والقول السديد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. My dear listeners, brothers and sisters in Islam, have taqwa towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by obeying all His commands and leaving all His prohibitions. Strong sense of taqwa will revive our spirit and enthusiasm to continue to perform good deeds. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Many of us are currently in need of support and advice, among many others. If we were to appreciate and observe the meaning of sacrifice and selflessness, we will strive to fill the gaps and empower one another to overcome our respective struggles and weaknesses. This is so that we will all rise to drive our society and religion forward. Let us remember an advice from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a hadith which means, "No one of you shall become a true believer until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself." Hadith reported by Imam al-Bukhari. This is a reminder for us that the success of others is a form of our own success, and it needs a lot of work and sacrifice. Success does not come knocking on our doors without us putting in the required efforts and hard work. Nurture within ourselves the intention and determination to always strive to look for the chance and opportunity for success. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said in a hadith reported by Imam Muslim, which means, "Be keen on what benefits you and seek help from Allah and do not give up." Let us ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ease all our affairs and pray that He grants us success in this world and the next. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters, let us listen to a story about a sacrifice made by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which was narrated by Imam al-Bukhari. A woman once gave Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam a piece of cloth or a burda because he needed it. However, a man then appeared and asked for the cloth that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was wearing because he wanted the blessing of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Although it was something that he needed, the Prophet gave the cloth to the man anyway. He sacrificed his own needs to please another person. Subhanallah! Look at how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not hesitate, not even for a second, in choosing to fulfill another person's wish, even if it meant sacrificing his own needs. Such is the character of those who are successful, as explained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hashr, verse number 9. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Meaning, those the Ansar who were already firmly established in their homes in Medina and firmly rooted in faith, show love for those who migrated to them for refuge and harbor no desire in their hearts for what has been given to them. They give them preference over themselves, even if they too were poor. وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُوا الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ حَاجَةً مِمَّا أُوتُوا وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ صدق الله العظيم. Those who are saved from their own soul's greed are truly successful. We all know how difficult it is to make sacrifices. Putting others before ourselves is surely not easy. If letting go of our wants and giving up our desire for comfort are already hard, imagine how tough it is to sacrifice our needs for the sake of helping and making others happy and satisfied. Nevertheless, this is the path towards success. The same can be said for the sacrifices made by our parents. They often put their children's needs and desires above their own. They sacrifice their time and energy, day in and day out. No matter how tiring it may seem, parents never give up on their children, all for the sake of their children's well-being and success. My dear listeners, this quality is heavily emphasized by Islam. Our religion does not focus on one's individual success or personal happiness alone. In fact, it teaches us to encourage others to achieve communal success together as a society, especially during challenging times.